Azish. Mpumalanga's finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Raza FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
19 minutes before the top of the hour, I'm now joining on the line to speak more on the withdrawal of charges against himself. That's a senior journalist at the Lowveld Media. Rayo Tlachwayo is my guest this evening. My brother, as always, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Good evening. Thank you for having me, and also greetings to the listeners of Rise FM.
Yeah. We've noted that the suspended general, or Lieutenant General, Umam Devnis Makaleng Manamela, has since withdrawn the charges against yourself. In fact, that particular case was meant to be before the court tomorrow. Just maybe a brief background, Riot. Why did the PC, or the suspended provincial commissioner of police in Mpumalanga, take you to court? What did you do?
Okay, thank you very much, Musa. The thing is that the provincial police commissioner of Mpumalanga, the suspended one, Lieutenant Defne Namela, took me to court over 2 years ago after I wrote a story saying that he touched the tail of a crocodile. As you know, the consequences are dire when you ever do that, because I was actually meaning that she was accused of a very, very serious very serious allegations containing an amount of more than 1.7 million, which was supposed to be used by the awaiting trial prisoners for food, which she benefited in the form of a donation that would allow her to buy furniture to a certain extent, where she would allegedly even say that the furniture was enough in her house, and ask that some of the vouchers be cashed. And this money was allegedly given to her in a way of functions for the police that was disguised in the form of some gender-based violence events and all that, and other things. So I was writing for Rio Jeb Media at the time, before I joined the Lowveld Media, as you see, we have just said now. So at the time, she might have apparently thought I was just an ordinary member of the community, not a journalist, because you will remember that he fired a big mouth spokesperson, Brigadier Steve Mushala, who once mentioned in a response to some of my stories when I said the commissioner would be able, was able to brag about her beauty and her wealth, and insulting other colleagues, senior colleagues, and he managed to say to me, You say the commissioner is bragging about the ugliness, their beauty. Why yeah. don't you also brag about your ugliness and saying I was as black as three nights put together?
My brother, how do you then feel? Do you feel vindicated that somewhat, you know, maybe these charges did not stick, hence the suspended PC now decided to withdraw instead of coming physically to court to substantiate some of the reasons as to why she did that?
Well, I feel vindicated. You remember one day I was there at the studio at Rise FM, and I told you these charges were very, very serious, and I did my homework as a journalist with almost 27 years of experience. I really thought the charges were actually sticking against her, that I actually wrote about. And you will know that at the moment she's on suspension because of the same reasons that I wrote about against her, and which she said I was telling lies. But the national office also saw that, no, these charges were serious against her. So now when she goes to court, okay, let me start from the fact that on the 3rd of September this year, we were in court with my lawyers, that which were paid by the South African National Editors Forum to represent a fellow journalist. And then she didn't come, she didn't pitch up on the 3rd of September saying that she was having a stress. You would know the stress would, if I want to speculate, might have come from the cases that she lost in the High Court, or at least twice. and although she might jalu on another one, and immediately after that, the national commissioner appealed against her coming back to work. All those was all over 1%. And then as a result, when she says now she's withdrawing the charges against me, well, my lawyer told me today that I don't have to go to court because she withdrew the charges against me, meaning therefore that I'm vindicated as a citizen.
Yeah.
But my feeling is that I now need to talk to the lawyers in terms of a possible lawsuit, because for 3 years, for nearly 3 years, I was suffering, I was traumatized because of this case. I was not even productive. I can tell you even at home, I was not that right man that I'm supposed to be because of this case.
My brother, we wish you strength. And I suppose maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that tunnel has come, and seemingly the PC has since withdrawn. So there's nothing to worry about. Continue to do the great work that you do. And congratulations, because we have never really congratulated you on this new move in your journalistic endeavors. And congratulations. And we'll touch base soon, as we always do. And all the best in the work that you'll be doing there at Lawfield Media.
Thank you so much. Thank you.